Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
In San Francisco, we lean left, so separation of church and state is a given most of the time. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution mandates this separation in a sentence. If religious symbols are placed in public space, contentious legal battles ensue. Yet San Francisco has a sandstone cross quietly perched on very public land. Off the main road in Golden Gate Park, a sign reads, "Prayer Book Cross," and points to a hillside path. On top sits a sandstone cross about the height of a 3-story building. This cross is a gift from the Church of England and occupies the highest point in the park. Thick trees conceal the evidence. Golden Gate Park was created in 1874, and the Prayer Book Cross arrived more than 2 decades later to be placed on public land. The cross commemorates Sir Francis Drake's landing on Marin shores. Historically, the cross is a winner, but is it legal? Many of us remember litigation about the large cement cross atop Mount Davidson, the highest point in San Francisco. Erected in 1934, the cross overlooks an annual Easter service. Yet 60 years elapsed before the ACLU and others sued the city. When the judicial dust settled, San Francisco privatized the cross and some land with a sale to an Armenian church group. A veterans group erected a cross on federal land in the Mojave Desert. In 2002, a complex lawsuit ensued with Byzantine judicial twists that even involved Congress. Eventually, the Supreme Court sanctioned a land swap which placed the cross on private land. Is the city of San Francisco guilty of promoting a religious belief by allowing the prayer book cross to remain? Probably, but no one has sued, so this religious symbol lives on. With a perspective, this is Joan Reinhart-Reese.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.